Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Well, at least Carolina knows the road from good to great. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels lost their first game of the season, but have a chance to learn from it and turn a not-so-happy Thanksgiving into some needed lessons. And that goes for the players and coaches. The loss to Michigan State in Fort Myers set a season low for points scored, field goal shooting, total field goals, three-pointers, three-point shooting, rebounds, and assists. The Spartans' 52% shooting was also the highest UNC allowed in seven games this season and has to improve on its 33% since the Heels are 6-16 in Yuba Davis's tenure when shooting under 50% and worse, under 40%. Michigan State scored 46 points in the paint, the most by an opponent since the Spartans scored 50 inside while beating UNC in Maui last November. Yet after trailing at the half 33-28, the Heels cut the deficit to 3 with less than 8 minutes remaining in the game. Then came what has put 31-year head coach Tom Izzo's program among the elite. The number 14-ranked Spartans upped the pressure defense to outscore, out-rebound, and out-hustle Carolina and end the game on a 19-6 run to seal their 7th win of the season. Yes, the Tar Heels shot poorly, but it was more than having a bad night. They went 4-for-23 from outside, including 0-for-3 by Caleb Wilson, 0-for-5 from Kyan Evans, and 1-for-6 from Luka Bogovac, a losing formula against almost anyone. Carolina sort of solved Michigan State's reputed aggressive play and defense in the first half, once leading by 7 points before giving up a 12-0 run that set the tone for the rest of the game. Davis said, and it was obvious, that his team stopped moving without the ball and swinging it side to side to get better shots like against Kansas and much of its 6 previous wins that included a runaway victory over St. Bonaventure in the Tuesday game. And that had to do a lot with the Spartans' man-to-man defense that pushed the Tar Heels farther from the basket than they like to be. That resulted in Carolina having tougher shots and leaving only Henry Vassar and Wilson as scoring threats in the second half. Meanwhile, Michigan State was on its way to making 22 of 50 two-point shots and half of the 10 attempted from beyond the arc. Davis added the Heels got some good looks that didn't go in. But despite scoring a team-high 18 points, freshman Wilson lost some of his normal joie de vivre while not having his usual success on isolated one-on-one moves. Most teams must play good defense to help their offense. The Heels did neither and now know what they have to do, as their next game is at Kentucky. This is Archansky. See ya.